Early spring snowstorms mean that many ski resorts in the Mountain West are still open, and some plan to be into next month. In Colorado alone, more than 7 million people will have hit the slopes this season, and there will probably be injuries every day. Now, you might want to know how many injuries or where they happen, but as an investigation by Michael DeJoanna at member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, found, resorts don't share information about all their injuries, and that means people can't gauge their risks from resort to resort.
I'm at Jacob Keeping's house in Castle Rock, south of Denver.
I was like that,
I found the 12-year-old through some of the few incident reports the state requires on ski-related injuries.
I see. So your butt was not on the chair.
No.
And you were holding on to the back of the chair to stay in.
Yeah.
Last February, Keeping fell out of a chairlift on his first ever ski trip. He says he never got seated right, and the lift just kept going up the slope.
And so when you were holding on, what were you thinking the whole time?
Will I die? Most of the time was, will I die or will I make it?
He was taking a class at the Granby Ranch Resort in Western Colorado. Another kid about his age was also in the chair trying to help him, telling him to hang on.
I was yelling on the top of my lungs.
He was hoping someone would hear him and stop the lift.
When I dropped, I thought I was dead.
You thought you were dead?
Well, not dead, but I thought I was going to die.
Jacob has never told his story before. Turns out, it's a familiar one.
A 9-year-old boy was taken to the hospital after falling 31 feet from a chairlift at the Aspen Highlands Ski Resort over the weekend.
That's another boy who was hospitalized after falling earlier this year. Also this year, a 6-year-old girl fell from a chairlift at the Eldora Resort near Boulder, leading a group of moms there to demand safety improvements. The resort said it's reviewing its policies, calling such incidents extremely rare. But the company's response upset mom Lee Fisk.
It said, thank you for your feedback. We basically stand by our public statement that says we're reviewing all of our policies. And this was rare. But the problem with that, of course, is we don't know how rare it was because we can't get the data.
To find out just how many of these incidents take place on Colorado's slopes, KUNC filed a Freedom of Information request with the state's Passenger Tramway Safety Board. We learned that 74 people slipped or fell out of chairlifts between 2013 and 2018, and about a third of them were kids under 18. We also learned that these injuries are only a tiny sliver of ski and snowboard injuries across the state, and resorts aren't required to publicly report most injuries. They do release some injury information to the Colorado-based National Ski Areas Association, a major trade group. Dave Bird is Director of Risk and Regulatory Affairs.
The rate of catastrophic injuries per 1 million skier visit remains below 1 in 1 million.
More than 200 ski resorts across the country report their worst injuries to the industry group.
A broken back, a broken neck, a life-altering head injury, paralysis, paraplegic, that sort of thing.
In the 2017-18 ski season, Bird said there were 37 catastrophic injuries. He couldn't break down those numbers by resort or even by state. He also couldn't say how many other injuries on the slopes are considered less than catastrophic.
The individual ski patrols at skiers are tracking those and analyzing them. Everything from a slip and fall in a parking lot to a cocoa burn in the lodge, to sunstroke, to a torn ACL.
Do any of the resorts publish those statistics?
No, not that I'm aware of. And I think that there's good reason that they don't. The range of injuries isn't going to tell you much. You'd have to put it into context with their individual skier visits, and that's a closely held marketing, Eagle Mountain ski area, a hypothetical ski area, doesn't want its competitors to know how many skier visits they had.
That means there is no comprehensive data to determine exactly how many people are injured on resorts and what kind of injuries they sustained. So I turned to the State Department of Public Health and Environment.
Vital Statistics, this is Kirk Bohl speaking.
Bohl has a little-known hospital insurance claim spreadsheet. It is massive. And in it, there is information on all kinds of ski and snowboard injuries.
Fall from skiing, fall from snowboarding, or hitting a tree while skiing or snowboarding, those types of things, or at least a collision of some form.
In 2017 in Colorado, there were 5,660 emergency room visits related to skiing or snowboarding and 597 hospital discharges. That's roughly the same time frame as the 37 catastrophic injuries tracked by the National Ski Association. There are limits to the hospital data. It doesn't link injuries to resorts. But for physician and safety watchdog Dan Gregory, there's a clear disconnect between what the industry says about injuries and what the public really knows.
It's in the interest of the ski resorts to play down the accident and injury risk at ski resorts.
Gregory is president of the Snow Sports Safety Foundation, a nonprofit based in California that he founded after investigating the snowboarding death of his daughter in 2006. While the ski industry questions whether hospital information is as reliable as peer-reviewed safety studies based on reports from representative ski areas, Gregory sees things differently.
If a patient has to be admitted to the hospital in today's world because of an injury, that's a serious injury. We don't admit people for minor things, and people go to emergency rooms usually for fairly serious injuries.
KUNC's investigation found tens of thousands of ski-related emergency room visits and hospital discharges since 2011, and the data is just sitting in a state government computer. The public can access the information, but the state doesn't publish it. Gregory says that's a problem state leaders need to address.
It's also a public safety risk that public policymakers are not aware of because the data's not out there for them to be made aware of it.
His organization has worked for years to require resorts to file public plans that include details about injuries and what's being done to prevent them. So far, none have. And at the moment, Gregory is pushing legislation in Maine to do that. It's an idea that resonates with Lee Fisk, one of the moms from Boulder demanding more accountability from the ski resorts.
I think a lot of parents would choose their passes, choose their ski school based on what's safest for their kids.
She'd like to see resorts publish injury information in the same way that schools publicly track student achievement.
You don't just get to say family friendly and have that mean nothing.
And for those who are hurt, pursuing a case in court is difficult, if not impossible. That was the case for about a dozen families we spoke to for this story, including the parents of Jacob Keeping.
Both lawyers that I reached out to told me because I had signed the waiver at the ski school that they were totally in the clear. There was nothing they could go after them for.
That's Amy Keeping, Jacob's mother. Jacob was relatively lucky. He was only bloodied and bruised after his fall from the chairlift, but was left struggling with severe anxiety. All told, his medical and therapy needs cost the family about $5,000. They never did find a lawyer who would take their case to court.
Have you seen your incident?
No.
You want to see it?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I would like to.
Okay.
I would definitely
That's
like
pretty
to.
Cool. I didn't even... Well, and it's funny, when you reached out, I was like, there's an incident report? I didn't know that.
The two-page report, written by the resort and sent to state officials, says, to the best of our knowledge, the child turned sideways on the carrier to look behind and then slipped and fell to the ground.
Do you think it's fair for them to say in this report that it's skier error?
No, it was all of their fault, in my opinion.
The Keepings felt lift operators weren't paying attention as Jacob got onto the lift. Granby Ranch's incident report said it launched an investigation after the fall, but the resort declined our request for an interview to learn more about whether any specific safety changes were made. For Here and Now, I'm Michael DeOanna in Greeley, Colorado.
And if you want to see more details of the KUNC investigation, go to hereandnow.org. You can actually check individual chairlifts at resorts in Colorado and see how many accidents there have been.